Chapter 2. Kings and Tyrants. The river Tiber rose from two springs in a beech forest in the Apennine Mountains, which run down Italy like a rocky spine. In three great zigzags it crossed a plain for some 250 miles and emptied itself into the Mediterranean. About 15 miles from the coast it wiggled into the shape of the letter S as it made its way around a cluster of wooded, sometimes precipitous, hills. These overlooked and encircled a wide, marshy space crossed by a stream, and on some of them stood poor-looking villages, each consisting of a handful of wattle and daub huts. These settlements were easily defended and enjoyed clean air rather than the humid miasma of the valley. The semi-nomadic inhabitants mainly tended livestock, moving them upstream to summer pastures and back to the plain during winter. It was here that one of the greatest heroes and demigods of the ancient world, Hercules, slew Cacus, a fire-breathing monster who lived on human flesh and made his home in a cave in one of the hills. A larger-than-life figure, Hercules had numerous lovers of both sexes. He was the son of Jupiter by a mortal woman, and so incurred the hatred of Juno, seldom one to control her emotions. Driven mad at her instigation, Hercules killed his own children, and in expiation undertook 12 labors, or feats requiring superhuman strength and bravery. Hercules became known as a protector of Greek colonists and traders who voyaged dangerously across the Mediterranean, and the story grew of a long wandering as labor succeeded labor. He began his journey in the city of Gades, today's Cadiz, which he founded in southwestern Spain. This was a community of Phoenicians, merchants who competed with the Greeks and revered Hercules under the name of Melcart. He made his way up Spain, along the south of Gaul, today's France, across the Alps and down into Italy, then over the sea to Sicily and ending up in Greece, according to Dionysius of Halicarnassus. Hercules, who was the greatest commander of his age, marched at the head of a large force through all the territory that lies on this side of the ocean, meaning the Atlantic Ocean, destroying any tyrannies that oppressed their...